glaciers have been kind of the barometer for climate change across the whole mountain system. And the glaciers have been going away.
Hi, I'm Paul Olig, Research Education Coordinator at Glacier National Park's Crown of the Continent Research Learning Center, and your host for this inaugural episode of Earth to Sky's Climate Cast. Here at Glacier National Park, climate change has become resource issue number one. As a result, the park is evaluating what research needs to be done and how to do it. We're also looking closely at what we've already learned and how it affects park operations. In fact, in response to the growing concerns about the impacts of global climate change on our national parks and monuments, a nationwide strategy of communication, mitigation, and adaptation has been adopted for the entire National Park Service. This Climate Cast series is an effort to share with you the impacts being faced by your national parks, and perhaps increase your understanding of this global issue. Each episode in this series will focus on a single park or monument, and how climate change is impacting their resources. You may hear stories about the influence of climate change on a single species, such as Florida panthers or desert pupfish, or how it's changing entire ecosystems. You may also learn about the impacts to some of our most beloved cultural and historical sites, those places that help define who we are as a nation. But more than these stories, we also hope to share how each park and monument is planning to mitigate and adapt to those changes. So sit back and enjoy the inaugural episode of Climate Cast, your connection to the science of climate change in your national parks. Climate change is an incredibly complicated issue. You can't turn on a television or surf the internet without seeing some mention of how it's affecting our everyday lives. Its impacts can be felt everywhere, from the prices of food in the supermarket to the tragic loss of both lives and property from more frequent, more extreme climate events, such as wildfires, floods, and droughts. But also at risk from this global phenomenon are some of our nation's most valuable national treasures, the fragile natural and cultural resources found in our national parks, monuments, and other protected areas. The reality is that climate change is changing the way we do business in the National Park Service, and there's no better place to start learning about these changes than to visit the place that has become ground zero for the discussion of how the National Park Service will address the issue of global climate change, Glacier National Park. So to find out what the scientists here have learned about the current and impending impacts of climate change on the park, I needed to get out from behind my desk. Fortunately, a short walk through a snowy spring morning here at Glacier's headquarters brings me to the office of Dr. Dan Fagry. Dan is a research ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey's Glacier Field Station, and he works in the climate change office here in the park. He is well known around the country and the world for his work studying the park's melting glaciers, and is considered by many to be an expert on the impacts of climate change in mountain ecosystems. There's probably no better person to help us understand this important issue and what the years of research that have gone into it have taught us.
Probably one of the big perspectives that the whole climate change research community has gotten out of the last 10 or 15 years is that the Earth is more sensitive than we thought. A lot of these changes are occurring much more quickly than we predicted only a few years ago. You look at predictions that were made, say, 15 years ago, and they're just laughable. We really didn't understand how quickly this planet could change and how much of that change we can affect. So I think that's a good lesson for us. I mean, on one hand, it means that we're going to have to be a little more careful about our footprint on the planet. But because we have a lot of this newfound knowledge, it suggests that we'll be able to take better care of it in the future.
Sitting in his cozy, book-filled office, tucked into the corner of a picturesque little green-roofed park service cabin, Dan presents an air of confident optimism when he speaks about climate research. It's apparent that the grim realities of what we're facing seem to be balanced by his appreciation for how much better the scientific community understands climate change and its impacts. While I, too, can certainly appreciate the vast amounts of knowledge being gained by the decades of research that have been done, I was still concerned about those grim realities being faced by Glacier National Park. So I asked Dan what the latest research could tell us about the fate of the park's namesake glaciers.
Right now, the glaciers in the park are melting more quickly than we predicted, And based on the most current measurements we have, it looks like they'll melt by around 2020. And by that I mean there'll still be some little bits of ice here and there, but they won't be big functioning glaciers. They're retreating very rapidly, and there'll just be small remnants of them left. And in many cases, there won't be any ice left at all. In some of these areas, it's going to be a complete meltout.
To imagine that within the next decade, visitors to Glacier National Park will no longer be able to enjoy the park's namesake glaciers brings climate change home in a very real way. It's no longer a vague phenomenon our grandchildren will have to figure out how to deal with. Change is happening right here, right now. And it's having visible and dramatic effects on one of the crown jewels of America's national park system. These changes are also occurring much more quickly than anyone expected, giving the issue a greater sense of urgency. But it's easy for us to focus on the doom and gloom forecasts. So I asked Dan if he had discovered a silver lining to this very menacing cloud.
Well, I think there's three perspectives when it comes to the sort of doom and gloom aspect of climate change. I mean, these are profound changes that are going on. But the first thing is that Glacier will still be a beautiful, wonderful place to visit. It's going to be a different one. The ecosystem will look different. It will act different. But it's still going to be a wonderful place. You're not going to be getting rid of the mountains that have been here for millions of years, for instance. The second thing is that by being faced with this crisis, by having to learn a lot more about this park and other areas like this, we have advanced ecosystem knowledge enormously. We understand more about how this functions and where the sensitive points are than we ever have before. And so we are gradually gaining more knowledge and more tools for dealing with this in the future. And the final perspective is to remember that a lot of these ecosystems have gone through big things in the past. And so while the future may be different, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to be entirely bad. These ecosystems have survived giant ice ages, for instance. And in one shape or another, they'll survive the climate change as well.
Leaving Dan's office, I feel more hopeful than I had going in. Climate change is a huge issue that will impact all of our lives for many years to come. But the findings of climate researchers like Dr. Fagri should empower all of us with the knowledge that while our footprints on the planet may be much larger than we ever anticipated, the capacity of each of us to overcome obstacles and really make a difference is also greater than we ever imagined. Knowing that places like Glacier National Park are working to mitigate its impact on the fragile resources it's trying to protect, and that they're learning new ways to adapt to a changing climate and a changing world, is an inspiration to me. In fact, the park is a leader in the National Park Service's efforts to combat climate change. As an official climate-friendly park, we're constantly looking for new ways to make our operations more efficient and more sustainable. We're also fortunate to have scientists like Dr. Fagri working in the park, helping all of us gain a greater understanding of this critical issue. Because the more we know about how our changing climate is changing the park, the better prepared we'll be to protect it. And that gives me hope. Earth to Sky's Climate Cast is made possible through an innovative partnership between the National Park Service and NASA. The theme music was composed and performed by Karen Savoca. Each episode is written and produced by employees and partners of the National Park Service. For more information on the NASA Earth to Sky project and to learn more about how climate change is impacting our national park system, visit www.earthtosky.org.